Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And a great day, despite the fact that one of our most prominent columnists and somebody with some conservative credentials, in fact, says that we are on the verge of a revolution. And how is that going to happen? I mean, does it sound like a revolution if what we're choosing from in 2024 is Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Where's the revolution there? Well, David Brooks writes about this, and we will get into the case that he makes that the American people are so fed up with both parties, with all of our political structure, with many of our institutions, that they are going to demand revolutionary change. What does that mean? We will get to that, but there is revolutionary change going on in the education system somewhere else. Where else? We'll see if you can figure it out, and my guess is you probably can. The starting in first grade, students across the country will soon sit through weekly classes featuring war movies and virtual tours of a new part of the country. They will be given a steady dose of lectures on topics like the geopolitical situation and traditional values, this starting in fifth grade. In addition to a regular flag-raising ceremony, they will be introduced to lessons celebrating Russia's rebirth under President Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin. And according to legislation signed into law by Mr. Putin on Thursday, all Russian children will be encouraged to join a new patriotic youth movement in the likeness of the Soviet Union's red-scarfed pioneers, the young pioneers, presided over by the number one pioneer himself, Vladimir Putin. We need to know how to infect the children with our ideology, said a Kremlin bureaucrat who's in charge of this new program. His name is Kovyakov. And he goes on, we need to know how to infect the children with our ideology. Infection is the right word. Our ideological work is aimed at changing consciousness. As the war in Ukraine approaches the five-month mark, the vast ambitions of his plans for the home front are coming into focus, a wholesale reprogramming of Russian society to end 30 years of openness to the West. The Kremlin has already jailed or forced into exile just about all activists speaking out against the war. It has criminalized what remained of Russia's independent journalism. It has cracked down on academics, bloggers, and even a hockey player with suspect sympathies. But nowhere are these ambitions clearer than in the Kremlin's race to overhaul how children are taught at Russia's 40,000 public schools. The nationwide education initiatives, which start this September, are part of the Russian government's scramble to indoctrinate children with Mr. Putin's militarized and anti-Western version of patriotism, illustrating the reach of his campaign to use the war to further mobilize Russian society and eliminate any potential dissent. One ninth grade teacher, Irina, said that a computer class in Moscow in March was replaced by the viewing of a state television report on Ukrainians surrendering to Russian troops and a lecture explaining that only information from official Russian sources was trustworthy. she soon noticed a transformation among some friends who had been initially scared or confused by the war. They, quote, they suddenly started repeating everything after the television, Irina said in a phone interview alongside her mother, Lyubov Ten. They suddenly started saying that this is all deserved, that this had to happen. They couldn't even attempt to explain this to me. Irina said that when she challenged her friends about Russian war crimes in Bucha, they shot back, it's all propaganda. We don't believe it. Ms. Ten and her husband, driven in part by their refusal to raise their children in an increasingly militarized environment, left for Poland this spring. So it's not only Ukrainian refugees who are finding their way to Poland, which is a NATO member, but it's Russians as well. Teachers are also noticing a change. In the city of Pskov, near the Estonian border, an English teacher, Irina Milutina, said that the children at her school at first vigorously argued about whether Russia was right or wrong to invade Ukraine, and sometimes even came to blows, but soon the voices of dissent evaporated. And she talks about the way that they were just overwhelmed by teachers, administration, and by their fellow students. All of this is tremendously frightening. Because part of the nightmare of the old Russian reality under the communist evil empire was the young pioneers were supposed to admire one person in particular, and it wasn't Vladimir Putin. It was a dead kid who was killed at the age of 10. And his name was Pavel Morovchik. And he was a hero to young pioneers. And why was he a hero? Because during the Ukrainian hunger famine, he ratted out his parents, which the young pioneers were trained to do. Your big loyalty was to the father of peoples, Joseph Stalin, and to the state of Russia. Because everything was all important, was the country, the state, the empire, the people's proletariat dictatorship. And when Pavel indicated that his parents, to try to prevent the family from starving, were actually keeping more grain than they were supposed to, he informed them that they were executed. And then his grandfather killed the boy. It's a terrible story, right? But they have songs about him and pictures of him and heroism about Pavel Morovchik. I mean, that we are going back to that. And the more you read about it, this report, which is outstanding, is by a very fine writer. I've admired his stuff before. His name is Anton Tryanovsky, who is a Russian American. And again, talk to people that grew up in Russia about how horrible the situation is when you see the pictures of these kids in their new berets and scarves who are going to be the new version of the young pioneers. The military-style patriotic clubs in Vladimir Russia. The Kremlin wants to change young minds about the war in Ukraine, and part of what they're talking about is some of the very few polls that they have allowed in Russia have shown that there is more skepticism among the young than there is among the population in general. But that's supposed to be stamped out by using the schools for propaganda. Whatever we do in America with school curricula, open minds. Not propaganda. And that's part of the problem with the left here in their approach to education as well. On the Michael Medved Show, when we come back, are we really here in America on the verge of a revolution because people are so dissatisfied by the way things are going? We will get to that and to more on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the MedVed show, another down day at the market, not good news. Ended up more than 200 points lost on the Dow. And this after it had been so promising earlier today and positive. But what does it mean? Unpredictable. But one of the things that is predictable is there will be change, there will be new developments, there will be new startups that do extraordinarily well. You can find out about some of them on a free app from our crowd. And if you care at all about the future of the high-tech industry, which is huge around the world, but particularly flourishing in the state of Israel, you can check it out at Our Crowd, which is listed on our website. Just go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and you can get a free app that will give you daily updates, or whenever you want them, about what is going on in this aspect of the business world, and then no charge at all. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner to get your free app from Our Crowd. Okay, David Brooks writes, I'd like you to consider the possibility that the political changes that have rocked this country over the past 6 years, that means in the years since Donald Trump became a factor, will be nothing compared with the big changes that will rock the country over the next 6 years. I'd like you to consider the possibility that we're in some sort of pre-revolutionary period, the kind of moment that often gives birth to something shocking and new. Look at the conditions all around us. First, Americans are deeply dissatisfied. With the way things are going, only 13% of voters say the country is on the right track. Second, Americans are deeply dissatisfied with the leaders of both parties. Well, you think? Joe Biden has a 33% job approval rating among registered voters. About half of Republican voters now say they want to move on from Donald Trump and find a new presidential candidate for 2014. A third, the government turnover is coming. The boomer gerontocracy that now dominates power is bound to retire, leaving a vacuum for something new. Anthony Fauci just announced his retirement today. We'll be getting to that. That's just my addition. And then he says, fourth, Americans are distancing themselves from the two political parties. Far more Americans consider themselves independents than consider themselves Democrats or Republicans. And independents may be growing more distinct. And there's some research that suggests independents are increasingly not just closeted members of the two main parties, but also hold different beliefs, which put them between parties. 62% of Americans believe a third party is needed. So the hunger for change is as strong as it is now. That means the climate will favor unconventional outsiders. The further outside, the better. Thousands of oddball or unexpected candidates could set off a series of swings and disequilibriums that will make the existing party system unstable. Furthermore, if ever there was a moment ripe for a Ross Perot-like third candidate in the 2024 general election, this is that moment. There are efforts underway to prepare the way for a third candidate, and in this environment, an outsider with no ties to the status quo, who runs against the establishment and on the side that we need to fundamentally, and on the idea that we need to fundamentally fix the system, well, that person could wind up winning the presidency. Do you think he's right? I think under the right circumstances, and I would never have said this before, I think he may be. College-educated metropolitan voters continue to flock to it, to the Democrats as the party of the economically disadvantaged, and reshape it more and more each year. In a recent New York Times-Siena College poll of registered voters, white college graduates wanted Democrats to control Congress by 57-36%. For the first time in the survey's history, Democrats had a larger share of support among white college graduates than among non-white voters. Those white voters are often motivated by social policy issues like abortion rights and gun regulation. The Republicans used to be the party of business, but now they're emerging as a multiracial working class party. In the Times-Siena poll, Hispanic voters were nearly evenly split about whether they favored Republicans or Democrats in the midterms. That may be overstating how much Hispanics have shifted, but it does seem as if the Republicans are genuinely becoming a working-class, white-brown coalition. These voters care about the economy. The economy. And the economy. In other words, we now have an establishment progressive party and an anti-establishment conservative party. This isn't normal. But you can see and you can know that he's right. If I were a cynical political operative, writes David Brooks, who wanted to construct a presidential candidate perfectly suited for this moment, I'd start by making this candidate culturally conservative. I'd want the candidate to show by dress, speech, and style that he or she is not part of the coastal educated establishment. I'd want the candidate to connect with middle and working class voters on values and to be a full-throatedly patriotic. Then I'd make the candidate economically center-left. I'd want to fuse the economic anxieties of the working class Republicans with the economic anxieties of the Bernie Sanders Young into one big riled populist package. College debts, forgiveness, an aggressive home building project to bring prices down, whatever it took. Then I'd have that candidate deliver one nonpartisan message. Everything is broken. Then he or she would offer a slew of institutional reforms to match the comprehensive institutional reforms the progressive movement offered more than a century ago. That was a movement of Teddy Roosevelt. I guess I'm looking for a sort of modern Theodore Roosevelt, but heck, I don't know. What's coming down the pike is probably so unforeseeable that I don't even have categories for it yet. This is very similar to what we were talking about last week with F.H. Buckley, who wrote a book called Progressive Conservatism, which he thinks will be the dominant force in American life. So what does that mean? And what does it mean for those millions of Americans who are deeply loyal to Donald Trump? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's economic approval rating is plummeting to a new low as inflation keeps hammering Americans' budgets. The CNBC All America survey out Monday shows only 30% of Americans approve of how Biden's handling the economy. That's down 5 points from the last survey in April. The man accused of a deadly shooting in Buffalo, New York, is pleading not guilty. The alleged murderer is facing numerous state and federal charges in the killing of 10 shoppers at a Tops grocery store in May. His attorney noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial on state charges. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is thanking the State House for its report into the deadly Uvalde school shooting. The report found law enforcement failed to prioritize student and teacher safety over their own lives. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breaking news today, July 18th. You'll pinch yourself when you remember where you were when you heard this news. Are you ready? Okay, ready for history? Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's preeminent infectious diseases expert, who has served as the face of the coronavirus pandemic response for more than 2 years, will retire. By the end of President Biden's term, after more than 50 years in government, he confirmed today to the Washington Post. Fauci said, "By the time we get to the end of the Biden administration term, I feel it would be time for me to step down from this position." Fauci's decision to retire by 2024 was first reported by Politico. Fauci, Biden's chief medical advisor, has been director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. In that role, he has advised seven presidents through all manner of public health crises, including HIV/AIDS, the 2001 anthrax attacks, Ebola, Zika, and coronavirus. I wonder if the monkeypox was just one too many. The BA5 variant has become dominant in the United States and has proven especially difficult to contain because antibodies from vaccines and previous coronavirus infections offer limited protection against the latest Omicron subvariant. Fauci's support for COVID mitigation measures such as lockdowns in early 2020 and mask and vaccine mandates has made him a sort of boogeyman, the Washington Post says, for Republican lawmakers who opposed almost all efforts to control the virus. Several Republicans, including Senator Rand Paul, a Republican in Kentucky, and Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, and Representative Roger Marshall, Republican Kansas, have fiercely targeted Fauci, in some cases disseminating misinformation about his work and even baselessly accusing him of being responsible for the pandemic. There's one thing about this story that I think is remarkable and notable, and it's between the lines. They never come out and say it. They say this. They quote Fauci, "By the time we get to the end of the Biden administration term, I feel it would be time for me to step down from this position." And then the next line says, "Fauci's decision to retire by 2024 was first reported by Politico." Okay, what does that say? It says that Fauci is acknowledging, and the Washington Post is acknowledging, that the end of Biden's term is going to be 2024. Now, right now, last I checked, he's still talking about running for a second term. He says he's running. Well, not if you believe the Washington Post and Anthony Fauci. And not only is it unlikely, it seems to me, extremely unlikely that Joe Biden will win a second term, I think it's also very unlikely that Donald Trump will. And especially now, there's a piece in Bloomberg, just broke. Headline, "Good news for Democrats, even Republicans are tiring of Trump. Polling shows the January 6th hearings are having a surprising effect on voters across the political spectrum. Democrats are worried that President Joe Biden is old, but the January 6th hearings are showing that former President Donald Trump is stale. And in a sea of negativity for Democrats, that's a potential bright spot ahead of November's midterms. Contrary to the popular opinion leading up to the first televised session last month of the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot, it now appears that voters, from the most progressive to the most MAGA and independents in between, are taking note of the damning revelations after seven public hearings. In focus groups, voters are pointing to revelations like Trump's draft tweet calling on his supporters to march on the Capitol, according to Mackenzie Young, Research Collaborative's executive director. They've repeatedly talked about the former officials asking for pardons. There's a pretty clear reaction that anybody who asks for a pardon knows they did something wrong, she told me. Trump voters who don't deny the outcome of the 2020 election are more reluctant to vote for those associated with the criminal conspiracy to overturn results of the election. While 64% of independents hold Trump responsible for the January 6th attack, nearly as many now hold Trump Republicans in Congress responsible as well. That's 59%. What's more, since April, the percentage of independents who say they're less likely to vote for a member of Congress who supported the attack increased by 12 points to 71%. After 20% of soft Trump voters, about 20% of soft Trump voters now believe that the former president and Trump Republicans pose a threat to the future of elections. That's not to say that Trump has completely lost his grip. More than half of such voters believe that Trump and Trump Republicans never posed a threat. But the hearings appear to be shifting opinions and perceptions. These soft Trump voters favor Republicans in the generic congressional ballot by 52 points. But when they're asked to choose between a Republican who supports Trump and a Democrat who supports Biden, that margin shrinks to 47 points. Something that seems to be a dramatic point. Again, just released by Bloomberg, analysis of a lot of numbers. Are Republicans tiring of Trump, which is the headline here? If you are, you can call us. Or if you are still an enthusiastic and confident supporter of Trump, where some of the revelations that have come out with these committee hearings that are climaxing on Thursday night, if some of that has altered your thinking, or you think that you should that should be entirely ignored, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And as far as the departure of Dr. Fauci, the fact that he has announced that he is leaving, will that make people more likely or less likely to try to do something about what is still a raging pandemic? We know so many people. I mean, my wife's brother, one of my brothers, actually two of my brothers, two of my three brothers, one of our daughters, people who had managed to avoid getting the virus have all tested positive, and I think everybody's going to be okay. The point is that the fact that the virus is no longer as frequently fatal or as frequently causing hospitalizations, of course, has made people be able to go on with their lives and to enjoy some of the normal aspects of life more than before under COVID. But is it not still a problem that we have been unable to get control of this particular challenge? Meanwhile, there are other challenges which have to do with mass shootings. We spoke earlier about the mass shooting with three innocent people dead and the shooter in a shopping center for no apparent reason in Greenwood, Indiana. We will get back to that and to your calls coming up on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, a number of news items in terms of the world of politics. The survey, first poll ever from an independent polling source, the Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy, for the Casper Star Tribune in Wyoming. What's going on in Wyoming? Well, there's a new column written in the New York Times, says Liz Cheney's last stand. And that's because when you're up in Wyoming, it's Custer country, because Little Bighorn is just a little bit further in Montana. It's same part of the country. But the new survey shows that the GOP candidate for governor in 2018, who now is running for the House seat in Wyoming, there's only one, is leading Liz Cheney. Her name is Harriet Hageman. She's leading Liz Cheney big time, 52% to 30%. The three other GOP candidates on the ballot polled under 5% each, and 11% were undecided. And the survey is the first independent public poll of the primary. The poll found that Cheney's job approval was at 27%, which is even below Biden, and while just over half the primary voters have a favorable opinion of Hageman. At the same time, there's this piece that was written by a Republican lawyer who's actually run against Liz Cheney on various occasions and has been a big opponent of hers over the years. But she writes that 70% of Wyoming voters chose Mr. Trump in 2020, his highest share in any state. He's been good for Wyoming. President Trump helped us benefit handsomely from his administration's energy policies. The mining industry is our lifeblood. It signs our paychecks. It funds our schools and paves our streets. There's a joke that Wyoming is a two-party system, red and reddest. No Democrats allowed. Here, the primary is dispositive, and given that Mr. Trump has endorsed Ms. Cheney's primary challenger, Harriet Hageman, it's a short leap across a dry bed to assume that Ms. Cheney is toast. But our state's politics are more nuanced, she writes, than Mr. Trump's margins of victory suggest. Here, relationships and results matter. Ms. Cheney might hold on to her seat if she's able to cobble together a coalition of forgotten moderates and crossover Democrats in the open primary just large enough to push her across the finish line. Those quieter moderates, writes Susan Stubson, she writes that those quieter moderates, many of whom cannot stomach engaging with the bully extremists who often prominently display guns on their hips during party meetings, view Ms. Cheney as a champion, a courageous renegade who places country over party. The moderates speak less, but they vote. In the 2018 Republican primary for governor, the moderate Mark Gordon defeated Mr. Trump's candidate, Foster Fries, in part because of Mr. Gordon's experience in the Republican Party during his time as state treasurer. Ms. Cheney's campaign is now unabashedly issuing Democrats and unaffiliated voters with step-by-step instructions on how to register as Republicans. It's a squishy electorate Ms. Cheney is banking on, a combination of crossover voters and moderate Republicans appalled by the testimony of the January 6th committee. It's been a curious path we've walked with Ms. Cheney. In 2016, my husband Tim ran against her for Congress. We tried to paint her as an outsider who didn't know the state. While we were once on the receiving end of her fierce campaigning, we are now supporters who see her as a lifeline to sanity. Perhaps she saw what I saw of Wyoming's red to reddest spectrum. I've knocked on thousands of doors and shaken thousands of hands in Wyoming, and I see a nuanced electorate that judges the person, not the party. And then she concludes, we Westerners take rugged individualism seriously to the point of codifying a code of the West. Chief among those principles, do what has to be done. Be tough, but fair. And when you make a promise, keep it. And it is a personal case Ms. Cheney is making to her electorate. I will never betray the Constitution for my party. Choose me, not Donald Trump. As a Wyomingite, I'm finding it both gratifying and terrifying to be in this pivotal moment in our country's history. Ms. Cheney's hope is that a quiet electorate will overcome the noisy hardliners by registering its concerns the old-fashioned way by voting. This may be the defining difference for Ms. Cheney. And the point about all this is the primary is coming up. It's August 2nd, so it's soon. Meanwhile, other political news. The Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, which is one of the finest pro-life organizations out there, named after the classic women's rights leader, because Susan B. Anthony was very pro-life and very opposed to abortion, which was an issue then. They are urging Republicans in Congress to stay away from phrases like nationwide ban and make clear that they won't criminalize pregnant people's own actions. The anti-abortion group sent a memo to GOP lawmakers on how to answer hostile abortion questions and a plea not to cede the issue to state lawmakers. Anti-abortion activists don't want Congress to leave the issue entirely to states, given how many are committed to maintaining or strengthening abortion rights. But the whole idea of the ruling in the Dobbs case, overruling Roe v. Wade, was this is a matter for each state and its elected representatives to decide. If you lose that position, maybe you've lost the argument. Meanwhile, there's really no argument about one of the movies that is out new this week, and is doing very well, actually. It's a movie that is, it's a fairy tale, and it's likable, and yes, it's a remake of a classic novel, new version, from 1958. It's called Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Leslie Manville plays a London cleaning lady whose husband has gone missing in World War II, but whose world is turned upside down over her dreams of securing a magnificent dress from Christian Dior in Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, now playing in theaters.
What was I thinking coming here? I'm just a cleaner from London.
No, you're a cleaner of dreams of the most beautiful gown in the world.
You dare to follow your dreams and to follow your Paris.
Based on a huge bestseller from 1958, this is a cheerful, warm-hearted romp that plays like a fairy tale with Mrs. Harris as both Cinderella and the fairy godmother. Lovely recreations of 1950s London and Paris, both shot in Budapest, add to the film's old-fashioned charms. But like most fairy tales, the plot and the relationships are scarcely believable. Rated PG with nothing to offend even the most tender sensibilities, 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. And there are Jason Isaacs is in it, Isabelle Huppert, as I mentioned, a great French actress. It's tough to resist this film altogether. It's also very handsome. People, even who aren't particularly fascinated by fashion, will be struck by some of the costume design, which may get Oscar consideration. Okay, Marco Rubio, tomorrow we'll talk about it, is pushing for a bill that mandates that men must pay child support from the moment of conception. I think in some states they already do. We will talk about that. Is that the right idea to even out the impact of the Dobbs decision and the continuing debate about regulation of abortion? There's also a story of a gentleman who pulled a gun on a woman because she didn't thank him for holding the door open. That's at least the police report. What is the background on that? And U.S. pedestrian deaths are reaching a new high. Why? Especially when traffic attacks, traffic fatalities have been going down. Meanwhile, it is also recommended now by all health experts that we should take 10,000 steps every day. But the new survey that monitors how many steps we really do take shows that the average in the country is far less per day. So what is it, and what do we do about it? Well, we walk ahead in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.